880 The Biz.
880 The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed
billions and billions
of dollars in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected. He has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Thank you so much, Wanda, and welcome back to Freed on Business for another awesome show. We're going to preview some of the authors that are coming to the Miami Book Fair over the next few weeks. This week, we've got James Mustich up. He's got a book that talks about the 1,000 books you should read before you die. It's going to be an awesome interview. I'm going to turn that one over to Wanda because I'm going to the Nikki Freed event on Miami Beach. We're going to start the show with Dr. Michelle Wiener talking about who needs medical marijuana and why it might be for you. Then we're going to have Nikki on. We'll talk a little bit with Nikki about why she's running for State Agriculture and Consumer Affairs Commissioner. And then Wanda will bring in her interview with James Mustich and the 1,000 books that you need to read before you die. So Wanda, take it away. I'm off to Nikki's. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out our friends and your friends at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. And now don't forget, Warren Henry's got an Audi store in Gainesville. Exceptional cars all, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Jim Freed.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
And Wanda Miles.
So sexy it hurts.
On 880 The Biz.
Hoo-yah! If press trigger, me no press people button. No bad chat come face me with something. Like for me, I have 22 in a miss something. Game said them a friend and them bad mind me friend.
One in four Americans between 12 and 55 tune into an average of 3 podcasts per week. There's never been a better time to start your own podcast and tap into this growing market. Podcasting amplifies your personality and your business.
Magic can happen when people hear your voice. Your listeners will feel closer to you and potentially develop greater trust. Podcasting is easier for consumers to consume. People can listen while they work, exercise, and while they drive. Make your business come alive. Top quality recordings and everything you need to get your show on the web. Check out all our packages and options online at 880thebiz.com.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. I'm the founder of Sandstone Realty Advisors. Sandstone was recently recognized by the South Florida Business Journal as one of South Florida's top 25 real estate firms by revenue. In addition, I was recently awarded the Family Office Real Estate Advisors Global Leader Award for 2018 by Family Capital Magazine. So give me a call if you think I can help you and your family out with their commercial real estate. Need debt, need equity, need to be restructured, just need some fresh ideas? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and I want to thank our medical marijuana doctor on staff, Dr. Michelle Wiener, for joining us again. Dr. Michelle, welcome back.
Thank you for having me again.
It's my pleasure. Well, everybody I see when I'm out in the field always asks me about my medical marijuana doctor, so I wanted to get it out there so people could find you. First of all, let's start a little bit of background. What's your background in being a doctor? Because you're really a real doctor.
I am. I am a real doctor. I Went to University of Miami for my residency. I did a fellowship in interventional pain management, and I've been in private practice for 6 years now. And I practice in actually the Tri-County area, so Miami, Broward, and Palm Beach. And what happened was I was seeing a lot of patients who were on chronic opioids for pain management. And when medical marijuana became legal about 2 years ago, I decided to do my research and see if this could be an alternative for my patients. And over the past 2 years, we're actually doing a study with FIU that we have IRB approval, and we've gotten a lot of our patients off of opioids, off of medications for anxiety and sleep aids. So we're getting great results, and it's not just the pain patients, but there's a lot of other indications in Florida to be a medical marijuana patient as well.
Well, I first want to say is that 20 years ago, I got a back injury, and I went to UM for physical therapy and pain management. And those are the two, I see the two doctors that you trained under. So that's how I know for sure that this is just really a continuation and complementary to the prescription medications that I take. So let's talk a little bit about why CBD. Why, I'm on very strong medicine for my back. It's anti-inflammatory. It's something like Lyrica. Why is CBD an alternative for me?
So the cannabis plant has over 100 cannabinoids. There are all these different substances. And we all know about THC, which is a psychoactive part of the plant. So there's one part that can actually make people have that intoxicating effect or feel high, and that's called THC. But not everybody needs THC. And the other component that's very predominant in the plant is called CBD or cannabidiol. And so CBD is what people hear about when they talk about Charlotte's Web for kids who...
We lost you, Dr. Michelle. Can you hear us? You back, Dr. Yeah. Michelle?
Yes. Can
okay.
You hear me?
Yeah. You talked about Charlotte Web, and then the hamster stopped running around in the hamster machine there. So CBD is like what people heard about Charlotte's Web. That's where we lost
right.
it.
Right. So that's where that Charlotte's Web is a type of CBD that was used for a little kid named Charlotte Figgy who had seizures, and it's the non psychoactive part. And so that's how that became very popular. But CBD has a lot of other benefits. It's a great antioxidant and anti-inflammatory. People who are suffering from joint osteoarthritis,
okay.
in the body, in their GI tract, it's very effective for inflammatory types of pain. It's also great for anxiety. So people who want to stop taking Xanax and Klonopin or just manage their daily, stress in their life, it's very effective for that. And it doesn't cause side effects like people are familiar with. Nobody's going to get high, and also it can actually be very effective for sleep. So if you take more of it, it'll actually help people who have problems with insomnia so that they don't have to take these addictive sleep aids like Ambien and Lunesta. So it's basically looked at as a dietary supplement, and there's a lot of places to buy it. It's just important where you buy it, because you don't really have to be a patient, medical marijuana patient in order to use CBD. You can buy it even on the internet. You just have to make sure where you're buying it has been third-party lab tested to make sure there's not pesticides and lead or mold in it, and to make sure it doesn't have a high amount of THC. It has to legally have less than 0.3% THC to be considered hemp CBD. And then once you are a patient, you can get CBD from the dispensaries in Florida.
So how does somebody become a patient, and who's a good candidate?
So there's a course that physicians have to take in Florida to become certified. And once the physician takes that course, they're able to register patients to be, on the medical marijuana use registry. However, since we didn't learn this in medical school, and the course is only a two-hour course, there's not many physicians in Florida that are actually educated. And a lot of physicians are really learning from their patients. And so I've been doing it for 2 years, and I've done, my reading. I have probably 1,000 patients by now. And in terms of who can be a patient, there's 10 qualifying conditions in Florida. It's HIV, AIDS, PTSD, glaucoma, Crohn's, epilepsy, cancer, ALS, Parkinson's, MS, or you can have any chronic debilitating condition. So, for example, anxiety is similar to PTSD. So if you have anxiety, you're a qualifying patient. Or if you have muscle spasms, it's something that is similar to a patient, let's say, suffering from MS. So it's actually an interesting thing in Florida because they gave us these opened it up by saying, or you can have any like condition of one of the 10.
Okay.
So you have to see a qualified physician like myself, have, you know, a physical exam, go through a history, and then we review the different products at the dispensaries, the different routes of administration or delivery methods. Nothing is smoked. It's all an oil base that can either be inhaled. You can use sublingual drops or capsules or topical cream. And then we go through if you need THC or just CBD or a combination of the two.
You know, it's real interesting. We only have a couple of minutes left. You know, I think it's interesting because there's all these different levels of treatments. It doesn't have to be high THC or high CBD. There's stuff in the middle. How do you determine what the best combination is for somebody?
So the interesting thing about marijuana is that it is very much personalized. And that's what physicians have a hard time with because they're used to a medication coming in a certain milligram, for example. So how THC affects one person may be very different than how it affects another. And so we usually start low and go slow and kind of titrate up and see the effect. And we don't want to miss, you know, that point or their so-called sweet spot. So it's a slow titration of seeing how the patient's going to be affected. And we usually use a tincture or a sublingual route so that we're able to gauge how that response is and make sure it's not lasting too long, for example, in an edible or a capsule form. So it's an interesting practice of medicine. It kind of brings back more of the art to the, you know, practice of medicine more than just the science.
It's beautiful. Hey, Dr. Michelle, if people want to find you, they want to get in touch with you, they want to become your patient, how do they do that?
My office number is 305-974-5533, and my website is drmichellewiener.com.
And you're available for consultation in Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties?
That's correct.
Well, listen, Dr. Michelle, I want to thank you so much for taking care of me and my beautiful wife, Vivian. You know, we've been continuing to work with you on your therapeutic treatments. It's really helped both of us. I'm actually got to say I'm flabbergasted and amazed at the incredible success that I've seen with Vivian. It's really helped her sleep and helped her pain and same with me. So I want to thank you so much for helping us. And I hope that our listeners will also give you a call or reach out to you if they think that this natural alternative to pharmaceutical medicine can help them. Dr. Michelle, again, it was the website and your phone number.
DrMichelleWiener.com, 305-974-5533. Thank you for having me again.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Doctor, and thank you for being the doctor for us and our fans. We'll be back after this. We're going to interview Nikki Fried. We're going to hear more from Nikki Fried about why she's going to help us all out when she's the agriculture commissioner. Dr. Michelle, thanks again for being with us today.
Thank you.
All right. Back after this. Wanda, take it away. Looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service. Always, Warren Henry.
It can be rough out there, but that's okay. Because there's soft serve ice cream.
Jim Free.
With sprinkles.
And Wanda Miles.
I guess that's what I'm really trying to say here today.
On 880, The Biz.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave, be awesome, be daring, be kind. Choose kindness.
Hey, this is Jim Fried. Connect to Capital Investments, Service and Opportunities 24/7, 365 with RealConnects, the industry's largest online marketplace, connecting real estate professionals to one another to close more business in less time, at less cost, and in ways never before possible. Don't take my word for it. See why the Miami Association of Realtors, the CCIMs, and major institutions like Inland Real Estate are doing it all today on RealConnect.com. Don't forget to use the code FRIED at your checkout for a 10% discount. Remember, RealConnects, the future of real estate networking. Hi, this is Jim Fried. I'm the founder of Sandstone Realty Advisors. Sandstone was recently recognized by the South Florida Business Journal as one of South Florida's top 25 real estate firms by revenue. In addition, I was recently awarded the Family Office Real Estate Advisors Global Leader Award for 2018 by Family Capital Magazine. So give me a call if you think I can help you and your family out with their commercial real estate. Need debt, need equity, need to be restructured, just need some fresh ideas? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back, and we're back with my niece, Nikki Fried. Oh, my gosh, I am just so absolutely proud to see you up there, to see you rocking the world. You did 60% plus of the vote in the primary. Tell me what's going on with the general election, and why are so many people lining up first? Who's lining up behind you? Who'd you get endorsed by?
The entire state. The entire state of Florida, feels like.
It seems like.
You know, it does. We had a fantastic election night. You know, the numbers came in and it just proved once and for all, like, the vision that I have for the state and the vision that we've created across it, people are listening. People like the message. They like that this is an opportunity to have a new face, new ideas, new vision for the state of Florida and the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. And so we had a great night, and, you know, the phone didn't stop ringing across the state and across the country with people really excited for my candidacy and what I'm going to be able to bring to the table. So we've spent the last couple of days just looking at the numbers and starting to get ready for November.
So what's your vision, Nikki? If you could sum it up to tell our audience, what would your vision be and why are you different than the historic agriculture commissioners of the past?
You know, it's a matter of a new perspective. You know, I've talked about that, you know, a vision where when you have a commissioner who understands that our local farmers need a fighter and somebody out there who is going to take their message and give them opportunities to make sure that they're keeping their farms and giving back to their communities. You know, a vision where we are protecting our water supply and our water sources. That's Lake Okeechobee. That's our oceans. That's our drinking water. That's our water for our agriculture community. And somebody who's forward thinking of where, you know, how to, you know, sustainable water sources and making sure that our pipes are updated. And, you know, and then a vision where there's a commissioner of agriculture who is, in fact, watching out for the consumer. That has not been done in 20 plus years. Somebody who's going to actually do background checks and make sure that the concealed weapons permitting process is flawless. Somebody who's going to put safety of our citizens as a, you know, forefront. You know, and somebody who also sees that creating alternative crops like industrial hemp and the expansion of our medical marijuana program. You know, I have been, you know, very upfront about where I am on the medical marijuana program. That's why I decided to run this year. Because we haven't had somebody in Tallahassee who's not just fighting for the 72% of the Floridians who fought for this and voted for the constitutional amendments, but somebody who understands what the will of the people means and that we are public servants and that we are supposed to be, in fact, that serving the public and serving the people that have elected us there and the entire state. And we haven't seen that in, you know, in decades.
You know,
and I am at that vision. And, you know, I just want to say, too, I will be the first female elected to this position in the state of Florida.
Well, the thing that always resonates when I talk to people is I always talk to them. I go, do you walk through Whole Foods and look at the mesclun greens? They go, yeah. I go, do you ever see, like, hemp in there? And they go, yeah. I go, do you ever buy it? They go, yeah. I go, do you know that can't be grown in the state of Florida? They go, what are you talking about? What is it with that?
Yeah. And we have a pilot program here that is really not a pilot program. And allowing industrial hemp to be grown here, it gives, I mean, it's so much benefits. One is it allows our farmers an alternative crop and making sure that, you know, some of these farmers are third, fourth, fifth generation Floridians that have been working the land, and we are not doing a good enough job giving them the resources and making sure that our rural communities, I mean, some of these rural communities where these workers are not up to par. There's no food stores. There's no Wi-Fi. There's no, you know, just general human rights issues that are not happening in our rural communities. And, you know, industrial hemp can provide those types of resources. And then it's also better for the environment. It's less water that's needed, less fertilizer. And then you utilize those products to actually create different types of products here, such as styrofoam and paper and straws. And again, it's an increase in the amount of, you know, jobs here available in the state. And then we have a tax revenue that can be utilized for affordable housing, for education, for infrastructure. And, you know, that's why I think I am absolutely different than anybody who's been in this position and absolutely different than the person I'm running against in the general election, because this is something that, you know, I'm forward thinking. I'm not, you know, it's time to do the restart button. I'm not the same old, same old. I'm something new, exciting. And I really do believe that the people in the state of Florida deserve and should demand more.
What would you do to clean up the water supply on the east and west coast that's been being fouled by the green slime on the east side and the red tide on the west side?
Yeah, this is a tragedy, and this is human-made. This isn't nature-made. This is human-made. This is a decade's worth of Republican administrations who haven't ignored it, haven't done any forward policies to make sure that the pollutants that's going into the waterway is not prevented. And now we've got the slug that is all over. I mean, I was talking to people today, you know, that are on both East and West Coast that have all these homes that they can't utilize. People are leaving, you know, Fort Myers, and they're leaving Stewart because of just that they can't utilize their property. And so some of this is creating a better water supply storage from the north and making sure that the pollutants are not going in from the north into the Lake Okeechobee.
So, you know, everybody I know, including me, is getting these texts and all these things. And I know that position that you're running for runs the do not call. Can you help my life be more calm?
Yeah, and that's a big deal. You know, it definitely oversees the do not call list. And everybody's been complaining that, you know, they still get on the do not call list and they still get phone calls. And the reality is that because no one's been, you know, everybody has ignored this. And a lot of it's technology updates. A lot of it's going after the companies that are utilizing this list and actually having somebody who cares about it and making a difference.
Now, how about assault weapons? I mean, you got the marijuana card in that office and you also got the assault weapon card. How do those jive
together?
Oh, you don't? How does that work? What's going on?
No. So in the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, what we oversee is the licensing.
Oh.
So we oversee the concealed weapons permits. We oversee the security guards, your hunting licenses.
Mm.
Those are things that we oversee. And what we've known is that past Commissioner Adam Putnam dropped the ball. For 13 months, somebody in his office did not do background checks on the concealed weapons permits. And so all these people fell through the cracks and got their permits and put the safety of our Floridians at risk.
Nikki, I want to just kind of wrap up because I know you've got to go to that speaking engagement. What is the one thing, the one message that you want to leave for the people of the state of Florida and beyond?
You know that I'm somebody who has historically fought for the underdog. I'm somebody who is going to put together, you know, it's not about red or blue. This is about, you know, the state of Florida is putting together, you know, crossing party lines, crossing the aisles, putting together good policy. And I'm somebody who is a hard worker. I'm fierce. I don't take no lightly. And we'll make sure that we do have a new vision and a new face for the agriculture community and somebody who's going to protect the consumer, somebody who's going to protect our Floridians, somebody who's going to fight for our 72% of our Floridians who voted for medical marijuana and make sure that's implemented, allowing our farmers to, you know, grow industrial hemp. You know, it really for the state, they have to know that I'm somebody who is going to be a steward of the land and a steward of the people, and that we need people in that office who aren't going to do just the same old stuff that's been done for 30 years in the state of Florida. That isn't working. And we need somebody who has these new ideas and new vision to be placed in that office. And don't forget, I'm a member of the cabinet, which is also the clemency board for restoration of rights.
Restoration of felons' rights, and let's not forget you also defended the homeowners when they were being assaulted by the banks. So, you know, you do have a great record of consumer protection. I'm looking forward to keeping up with you and hearing your updates as you go on the road. I want to thank you so much, and I'm going to end this the same way I started this. I am so proud. There's Wanda clapping in the background. Hey,
we
Wanda.
We all have to remember, you know, if you have to register to vote. If you're not registered, you have to do it 30 days before elections. Elections are November 6th. So please make sure that you're registered and, you know, hope that you come out in November and vote for me on the ballot.
We are on with Nikki Fried. Nikki is running for statewide office. She's running for the Agriculture and Consumer Affairs Commission. Nikki, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on today.
It's my absolute pleasure. Now, we've only got a few more days to the election, but people are already voting. What's going on?
Yeah, we are seeing enthusiasm all across the state. I've had just leaving the FAU campus where there was a rally that student government put on. It was myself and Andrew. It had been in Jacksonville and Orlando and Tampa, and the excitement all across the state. Everybody's ready. We're ready for voting. We're ready to get out there and ready for us to finally take back our state this year.
What are people telling you when you meet them out in the field? What are they saying to you? What is on the mind of the Floridian that's getting ready to vote?
They are excited. I was at FAU, and all of these, you know, college kids were just excited about being involved in the election process this year. As we told them that this election is up to them. We are counting on them to be out to the polls, not just have registered this session, but to go out there. And we're counting on them. People discredit this vote, but we know that in order for their voices to be heard, that they're coming out to the polls this year.
What's important that's at stake in this year's election for Floridians, Nikki?
Everything. The entire, you know, I talk about all the time, implementation of medical marijuana, making sure that we're protecting our kids when it comes to sensible gun regulation and our background checks. We talk about our water quality. You know, we see all across the state the green algae and the red tide that's making such a huge impact on our economy and on the health and safety and wellness of our citizens across the state. So our Floridians are wanting a change. The status quo is not what's working for our state, and they're excited about the momentum and the candidates that we have out there this year. And I keep telling everybody that we're going to have a blue wave this year because we're having a pink wave.
Oh, that's terrific. Now, some of the things that I've been seeing aren't too flattering. Some people are saying that you were a lobbyist, and that's not a thing that really is a good thing to people. Why don't we tell them a little bit more about that? Who did you lobby for, Nikki?
Sure. I have been an advocate and a fierce fighter for public education. I have been a fighter for our foster care children and for access to medical marijuana for the millions of patients across our state. I am so proud of these issues that I have been fighting for in Tallahassee, and it's what's gotten me to run for office this year because I've been frustrated with how Tallahassee has shut the door on these important issues, and I want to make sure that we make a difference in people's lives. So I'm proud of these things that I've been working on, and I'm looking forward to making a bigger difference in Tallahassee.
Now, some people say that you're all out to take away their guns, Nikki. Seems kind of strange given your fact that you have a permit, don't you?
I do. It's absolute political rhetoric from the other side. I have a concealed weapons permit. I own a gun for personal safety reasons. My job is to do my job as Commissioner of Agriculture. That means that we are doing background checks for all of our weapons permits. That's for your concealed weapons, your hunting licenses, your K licenses, D licenses. We aren't trying to take anybody's guns. We just want to make sure that background checks are done efficiently and effectively as opposed to the previous commissioner.
And Nikki, we've only got about 30 seconds left. Tell me about your take on the environment.
The last 20 years, we have neglected the environment, and we're seeing the impacts of that every single day. You know, sea level rising to climate change, the hurricane that just hit our state is because the water is hotter because of it. And if we aren't reprioritizing our environment, we're going to lose some of the most valuable resources that we have here in the state of Florida. That needs to be a priority. We need to finally put science before politics.
Nikki, I want to thank you for putting yourself on the line for the people of Florida. I voted. Vivian voted. Everybody I know is voting. We're all excited. We're all energized. Last word before we've got to go.
Absolutely. This is not partisan. We all drink the same water. We all eat the same food. We all breathe the same air. Please consider voting for me regardless of party affiliation because we are looking to make a difference this year.
Thank you, Nikki. You are making a difference. You sure changed my life. God bless you for running and having the courage to do it and stand up for what you believe in, Nikki. I'll see you real soon on the campaign trail. We'll be back with more after this.
Don't forget Nikki Fried. The website is nikkifried.com, N-I-K-K-I-F-R-I-E-D.com. Nikki Fried, AG Commissioner. That's what you're voting for. Meanwhile, we are coming up quickly on the Miami International Book Fair. It is coming up November 17th, November 16th through the 18th. Your tickets will be available October 29th. We have an author for you coming up next. His name is James Mustich. 1,000 books to read before you die. It's coming up next. Stay with us. This is Freed on Business.
When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out our friends and your friends at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. And now don't forget, Warren Henry's got an Audi store in Gainesville. Exceptional cars all, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. And I'm here to move you, rhymes improve you, and I'm here to prove to you that we can
party on the positive side of hope, positive vibes, come along for the ride. I cannot be contained because I'm the container.
Jim Freed.
You can't contain the container, man.
And Wanda Miles.
You can't contain the container.
On 880, The Biz.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. I'm the founder of Sandstone Realty Advisors. Sandstone was recently recognized by the South Florida Business Journal as one of South Florida's top 25 real estate firms by revenue. In addition, I was recently awarded the Family Office Real Estate Advisors Global Leader Award for 2018 by Family Capital Magazine. So give me a call if you think I can help you and your family out with their commercial real estate. Need debt, need equity, need to be restructured, just need some fresh ideas? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
I'm Wanda Miles in for Jim Freed this evening. He is out doing the political campaign supporting his wonderful niece, Nikki Freed. Again, nikkifreed.com. You can go visit and find out all the things Nikki's going to do for the state of Florida. Meanwhile, we are coming up quickly on Miami International Book Fair. That is coming up November 16th, I believe. It's probably the week preceding that with lots of stuff. But your tickets will be available October 29th. And on the phone line right now, I have with me James Mustich. Am I saying that right, Jim?
It's Mustich, one.
Mustich. 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 Like mustard, but not.
Correct. With a K on the end. Yep.
Great. So you're traveling about. You're heading this way. I do hope you're coming for the Miami Book Fair. What time? When will you be there?
I will be there on Sunday, November 18th, on a panel at the Miami-Dade College Wolfson campus. And I hope people come by and see us. I'll be talking with a few other authors about how we put together our books. My book is called 1,000 Books to Read Before You Die.
Yes.
And it's the product of 14 years' work. And so I believe that anybody at the book festival would be interested in this volume.
Okay. So I guess we'll start at the beginning. How do you begin to write a book about 1,000 books? Where do you start
You sit there for a long time and you think about it.
Alphabetically, historically?
Yeah. I all of that together, what I finally decided to do, because I wanted to have something for every kind of reading appetite, is to mix classics with commercial favorites. I had books for kids so that it covered all ages of readers. Mm-hmm. And because it covered all ages of readers and historically goes all the way back to Homer up to books published last year. I ended up arranging it alphabetically by author. So there's a nice mix, and people would be surprised. They may go in and look for one thing and then find other things that will appeal to them that they weren't necessarily looking for, much like they do when they walk into a good bookstore.
Yeah. Now, have you read every single book in there?
I believe I have. I've read certainly the vast, vast majority of them. Uh-huh. I've been a bookseller for four decades. So I think there's probably a handful of these books that I've been talking about with customers and readers for so long that I really believe I've read them, but maybe I didn't. But that's only a handful. So I'm really familiar with all of them.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself and your passion for books. Maybe that'll help us understand how one gets to 1,000 books.
Well, I've been, as I said, I've been a bookseller for four decades and a reader for a little bit longer than that. And I've always enjoyed being around books, something that I got from my mother, who is approaching her 90th birthday and is still the most voracious reader I know.
Awesome.
And in a bookstore, you can have terrific conversations with people. Because when people are trying to decide what to read next, they're really exploring different areas of their life. It may be in business, it may be in their hobbies, or it may just be for entertainment or for learning. But you have very meaningful conversations because people invest a lot of time in a book. You know, you watch a movie, you can love a movie and it can be great, but it's over in 90 minutes or 2 hours. But a book, you're putting time over a period of time, so it speaks to you differently. So those conversations are very rich. And out of the store in 1986, I started a mail order catalog. This was before the internet, called A Common Reader, which we mailed to tens and then hundreds of thousands of people around the country. And we had a very rich correspondence with them where people would recommend books to us. So that whole idea of the conversation in books, which of course is what the book festival is all about, is something that's very meaningful to me. And I try to capture that between covers.
What does it take to convince you to actually to read a book? I mean, you have so many to choose from. What gets you onto one book?
Well, it is hearing an author on a show like yours where it sounds interesting to me, or maybe on a podcast, getting a recommendation from a friend or a fellow reader, or just picking up something that looks appealing and taking a dip. I'm a big sampler of things, and when I find something that speaks to me in the moment, then I spend some time digging into it. So I'm a pretty promiscuous reader, you might say. I'm reading all the time in every kind of subject area, but I like something that has some sense of personality from the author and some kind of stylistic flair to it.
How many books are in your personal library, would you say?
In my personal library, I'd say there's somewhere between 8 or 10,000.
Wow. That's like a whole like a whole room.
Yeah, it book. Is. It's a whole room and it's a basement.
Wow. That's fantastic.
And say how our shelves were organized, and I said, well, we can barely see the shelves. We have all the piles in front of them. So it's a lot of books.
Well, what's the process for selecting which book to put in your book of 1,000? How do they make the cut?
Well, they made the cut by, it's a book that I've read and loved that's meant a lot to me, or a book that I learned of from another reader. I wanted the book to document my own reading first, and then also what I've learned as a bookseller about what are kind of a little bit offbeat books that have really appealed to readers over the years, and to try to give them another life through my book.
What's your favorite genre?
Well, I'm all over the place, but I really like memoirs and essays where you're getting a sense of an author's kind of personal, how they're situating themselves in their lives. That's probably my favorite, but I do read all over the lot.
Now, if you've been working on this for 14 years, I'm guessing that, you know, people change, things change. How did the book evolve over 14 years? Did you move books around?
Well, you know, one of the things that happened is that once people knew I was writing a book called 1,000 Books to Read Before You Die, I could never enjoy a dinner party in quite the same way again, because everybody would want to know what's in it and have their own favorites, which was great, but it just added to the list, which is one of the reasons why it took so long. There were more things to explore, things I had heard of but
hadn't really dug into deeply, or some things I hadn't really heard of at all, and which was surprising because as a bookseller for a long time, most things I at least kind of know what they are if I hear a title or an author, even if I haven't read them yet. But there were a few that popped up that I had never even heard of, which is wonderful.
Wow. What's your favorite book of all time, would you say?
Well, I think my favorite book of all time is a book by a man named Russell Holbein. And Russell Holbein is distinguished because he wrote great books for little kids. He wrote the Bread and Jam for Francis series. I don't know if you remember those, about a little mischievous badger that the parents are trying to get to sleep and so on. Picture books for kids. And then adult books that were very sophisticated, like Ridley Walker. But the one that's my favorite is right in the middle in ages there, between the ages of 10 and 12, I would say. That's what it was written for. It's a full-length novel. It's called The Mouse and His Child. And it's about a wind-up toy, which is a father mouse and a little child mouse. And you wind the toy up, and he picks the child up, and they dance around in a circle. And this toy leaves the toy shop and has harrowing and terrifying adventures out in the world. And then they learn how to be resilient and resourceful, has a happy ending. But I really think, with no qualification for age, even for adults, this book has as much meaningful to say about being alive on the earth as any I know. It's a wonderful story, and it's very uplifting.
Now, it's obvious, movie or the book is always better. But what about audiobook or reading a book or an ebook or like the electronic books? Do you prefer an actual book you can hold in your hand or an audiobook?
I generally prefer a book I can hold in my hand, but I read a lot of electronic books as well, because having an e-reader is great when you're traveling around. If you have a couple of books going at one time and you can get anything on a moment's notice. And I love audiobooks. I am a big audiobook listener, and I really encourage people to listen to them because it helps us to get to, especially with longer books, it can be daunting when you're looking at a big, you know, pile of 600 or 700 pages. But an audiobook, it uses other time. It makes time that was not time for reading before, like driving in a car or going out for a walk, makes it available to you to read. And it's a great way to get through books. And some of them are excellent. In fact, in my book, I have essays about all the 1,000 books, but then I have endnotes in which I will recommend audiobooks if I think they're particularly good for a particular book. So I'm a big, big fan of audiobooks.
What do you think makes a good audiobook? Is it the narrator, or is it just the book?
You need a good narrator. You can have the best writing in the world, but if the narrator is flat or uninspired, it just kind of drones on and it doesn't get the interest. So you really need to match the narrator with the book.
All right. Okay, we're going to take a little bitty of a break. Can you stick around for some more? Because I've got lots of other questions here.
Sure.
All right, so we're going to quick break, and we'll come back with more from, again, that's the Miami Book International Book Fair coming up in November, the first week or two of November. I believe Saturday and Sunday are the big days. Saturday, November 17th and 18th, Miami-Dade College in downtown Miami. It's always a good time. Hopefully we'll see you there. We'll have more from one of the authors, James Mustick. I got it now. We'll be back with James Mustick in just a bit.
Thank you.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty.
When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Don't believe me, just watch. Come on.
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles.
He likes me. I like him. Who knows what's going to happen?
On 880, The Biz.
Hey, this is Jim Fried. Connect to capital investments, service, and opportunities 24/7, 365 with RealConnex, the industry's largest online marketplace, connecting real estate professionals to one another to close more business in less time, at less cost, and in ways never before possible. Don't take my word for it. See why the Miami Association of Realtors, the CCIMs, and major institutions like Inland Real Estate are doing it all today on RealConnect.com. Don't forget to use the code FRIED at your checkout for a 10% discount. Remember, Real Connects, the future of real estate networking.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave, be awesome. Be daring, be kind, choose kindness.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. I'm the founder of Sandstone Realty Advisors. Sandstone was recently recognized by the South Florida Business Journal as one of South Florida's top 25 real estate firms by revenue. In addition, I was recently awarded the Family Office Real Estate Advisors Global Leader Award for 2018 by Family Capital Magazine. So give me a call if you think I can help you and your family out with their commercial real estate. Need debt, need equity, need to be restructured, just need some fresh ideas? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
Actually, it's me, Wanda Miles, in for Jim Fried, who is out campaigning for his lovely niece, Nikki Fried. She's running for AG commissioner in our lovely state of Florida. NikkiFried.com. Check him out online there. And meanwhile, we have the Miami Book Fair coming up. It is November 11th through the 18th this year, and always in November here in Miami-Dade. And it is a huge event. If you are a bookie, a reader, or a kid, and you'd like to learn to read, it's the place to hang out. One of the authors featured this year, James Mustick. Did I do it?
Yes.
Hey, all right. Years of training there. All right, thanks, James, for joining us here. And again, your book is called 1,000 Books to Read Before You Die. Pick it up because you've got some catching up to do. 1,000 books is a lot of books to read. Now, you started in your childhood. Which of the selections do you remember most from your childhood, and have those changed over the years?
Most of the books I read as a child, except for some longtime classics like The Wind in the Willows and Winnie the Pooh, have been replaced by, both of which are in my book, but they've been replaced with children's books to the ones that I ended up reading with our daughters. We have two daughters who are grown now and spent a lot of time reading when they were learning to read and when they were kids. And so a lot of the kids' books in the book are from, you know, begin there with that experience, because it's such a great time when you, if you have small children, to spend, you know, 20 minutes before going to bed reading to them, and you get picture books, and you have to have really good books because you end up reading them lots and lots and lots of times. You know, it's not like you read it once. If your child loves a book, it's going to be night after night after night after night. That's so a great book like Good Night Moon or Where the Wild Things Are, those are the kinds of books that still speak to me for the youngest children.
Now, you have a lot of categories, miscellany, I guess we call them, miscellany of special lists, read and sitting, offbeat escapes, or novel pleasures. Which is your favorite category and why? Tell us a little bit about
that. I love the category there called offbeat escapes, which are kind of travel books that are a little bit off the beaten path.
Is that like summer reading?
One book. Yeah, they could be summer reading or winter if you're in a cold area and you want to go to someplace warm, you can do it in a book, you know. And one of the books there, as I had mentioned when we were speaking earlier, Wanda, is a book about traveling in Italy. I love traveling in Italy, and I love reading about it. And one night I was having dinner, my wife and I with some friends, And someone said to me, you know what the best travel book about Italy is? And I said, what? What do you think it is? And they mentioned a book that not only hadn't I read, I had never heard of, called The Surprise of Cremona, written by a woman in the 1950s. She's traveling alone through all the small cities of Italy, and she captures the flavor of the country and the cities and of the food. She writes brilliantly. Her name is Edith Templeton. And that's the kind of book I especially enjoy, because it takes me someplace else, but it's really steeped in something that I have a great fondness for already.
Okay, so if you could go back in time and meet any author included in your book, who would you choose and why?
Well, it's going to be a not a very imaginative answer, but I would love to meet Shakespeare just to see, how he worked, because I have the feeling he was very much obviously involved in the theater, but how he put the plays together, I think he was a kind of working author with the emphasis on the working, where he was working with actors and producers or however they did it back then in the Elizabethan era, and really crafting these works to be performed as kind of both artistic and business projects.
Uh-huh.
And I think it would be fascinating to really get a view of that, which would give you, I think, a different sense than just reading the books as literary classics give you.
Did you get to meet any of the book, any of the authors you actually did include in the book?
Yes, I have, over the course of my career as a bookseller, met Philip Roth, who passed away last year, Philip Pullman, the great children's author who wrote The Golden Compass, Robert A. Caro, the biographer of Lyndon Johnson and Robert Moses. I've met about probably 30, 35 of the authors who are in the book, and that was always a fascinating experience to get to know how they approach their work and so on.
Great. And before we go, just a few more minutes, are there any books that you didn't include that you might include in the next book?
Great question. And yes, there's a new one every week. I've been traveling around talking about the book and reading more. But one, particularly at the top of my list, is a novel published this year by a terrific American novelist named Richard Powers. Mm-hmm. It's called The Overstory. And it's about, it's really about trees. Trees are almost characters in the books. There's lots of people too, but it really gives you a whole new way of looking at the natural world while there are these great human stories entwined in it. And you really finish the book looking at the world in a different way that's kind of larger and a little more magical. So The Overstory by Richard Powers, I would highly recommend. And when I do the next edition, that will probably be it.
Great. Fantastic. Miami Book Fair coming up November 11th and 18th, and you will be there Sunday, November 18th, correct?
The 18th, yes, 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, room 8303 is all I have here. So Miami, head to downtown Miami-Dade College and enjoy the book fair and enjoy an afternoon of, you'll be along with other authors, right?
Correct.
Also, awesome. James Mustick, thank you so much for participating in our wonderful show here is Freed on Business. You have a great, safe trip, and we'll see you in a few weeks.
Thanks, Wanda.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's going to do it for the show. Putting it together quickly as Mr. Freed has ambied about town, helping Nikki Freed make her way to Tallahassee as our AG commissioner. Again, that's Nikki Freed. NikkiFried.com, NikkiFried.com. Nikki Freed for AG Commissioner. I'm Wanda Miles in for Jim Freed. Freed on Business. We'll be back next Thursday. Enjoy your week.
Wanda, thank you so much for handling that interview with Jim for me while I was at the Nikki Freed event. We're having a great time out here at the Nikki Freed event. Remember, go to NikkiFried.com for more information on Nikki. I want to thank everybody for listening to the show today. Remember, The person wants to do something, finds a way to get it done. Now get out there and do it. Make it happen. Rock and roll. Remember, vote Nikki Fried. Get out there and vote. Make your voice heard. Remember, if you don't participate, you really can't say anything about the result. See y'all next week. Take it away, Wanda.
Because ultimately, we're not the avatars we create.
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles.
We are the light that shines through. All else is just smoke and mirrors, distracting, but not truly compelling.
On 880, The Biz. Another traffic report is just minutes away. Keep it right here on 880, The Biz, South Florida.